Singing for Mr. Tony, I'm not the only one who does this. It's been another great year, so let's count down a few of my favorites. Lipton, Robert Bergen, Jason Fusen, Dylan and Sean.
Welcome to a very special episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. We are counting down the top 25 jingles of 2015. How did I come up with this list, you may ask? Well, I polled folks on Twitter and Facebook, and then I applied my own subjective selection process. So if there's something on here you disagree with, please email me podcast@tkjingles.com. I tried to include representative songs. I think everything on here is funny or remarkable or noteworthy in some way from the past year. It really has been a special year for TK Jingles. We had TK Jingles Live. We had Tony on the podcast. We had 820 songs submitted to tkjingles.com. On next week's episode, we're going to take a musical journey through the year, and we're going to play some clips of Tony and his show and then the songs that they led to. So be sure to tune in for that one. It's going to be pretty cool. This one, we're really just going to count down songs based on that process that I mentioned earlier, 25 songs that I think are some of the best of the year. So we're not going to have too much talking in here. I'll try to add a little bit of commentary where I think it's relevant, but mostly I hope you're here for the songs and you're going to get plenty of them. So let's start with 25 through 21. We've got Ron Moretti, who has a knack for writing hilarious lyrics. I think this is one of his all-time best, and he always finds great collaborators. This is Orange Tinted Jew, a Johnny Cash parody. Just so damn funny. It makes me smile every time I hear it. And then Steve Lipton with Take It to Rehoboth. And this is one of my favorite memories from TK Jingles Live. Steve Lipton on his knees in front of Tony, yelling the song in his face, and Tony just laughing and smiling through the whole thing. It was just such a ridiculous moment, and really one of those that I'll always treasure from that event. It was just so surreal and strange. And also funny and great. And then we're going to have three songs that are all sports-based here. And I think 90% of the sports-based songs on the show are about the Redskins. None of these are. We've got Holtby, the instant classic from Sean Morrissey. And then Patrick Moffitt's They Can't Hit, They Can't Field, Obla-Di-Obla-Da parody from the Beatles. And then my tribute to the perennial choking dog Capitals to Homeward Bound.
Well, I never had much hair when I was a kid, and the meanest thing that my parents did was to buy me a wig that was so cheaply made. My skin began to get permanently stained because the color ran every time it rained. Well, life wasn't easy for an orange-tinted Jew. Oh, people laughed, he won't amount to much with thinning hair, orange skin and such. So my parents sent me off to journalism school. I chose a career of the written word, the penis mightier than the sword. I may be orange, but I'm certainly no fool. I added wit and wisdom to my style, got sarcastic every once in a while. I tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. Then radio and TV start to beckon, and the rest is history, or so I reckon. Mr. Tony's on the air to this very day. Every now and then my mind will wander, and I look back and begin to ponder on a thing I missed that I really wanted to do. I'd find that smelly hairpiece rug, infest it with some kind of bug, wrap it up in a box and send it to Raju.
Getting on it. The man between the pipes and DC's goalie, unbeknownst to avid Caps fan Tony. She untells you since Greenberg is dead. Kill me, kill me. That runs through your head when you hear hockey. Tony, off to their best start because of Holtby. That's the goalie. Would you know him from a homeless man? Ovi, Becky, Carly, Jim, or Ozzy? Yes, and Trotsy, Trotsy. Don't you love how hockey dudes use nicknames? Surely, Tony, tell us what numbers they wear.
Desmond throws the ball over second base. Scherzer holds his head down in his hands. Desmond says, hey, we might win this game. I think I'll throw one up deep into the stands. They can't hit, they can't field, bullpen sucks. You can't win if you don't score runs. They can't hit, they can't field, bullpen sucks. Can't win if you don't score runs. Harper says to Worth, hey, I just got on base. Why don't you hit one out into the seats? Worthy says to Harper, hey, I'll try my best, but it's the hardest thing in the galaxy. They can't hit, they can't field, bullpen sucks. You can't win if you don't score runs. They can't hit, they can't feel, bullpen sucks. You can't win if you don't score runs.
I watched the Capitals' capitulation play out on a TV station again. Despite their Hall of Fame coach Trotsy, they blew another series lead. What about that new philosophy? The result sure looks the same to me. Choking dogs of Washington. Choking dogs. Choke. Why do we still watch it choke when we know they'll botch it choke? What makes you think next year will be different?
You know, the Redskins recently made the playoffs, and somebody asked me, hey, so aren't you going to do a Redskins playoff song? I said, well, why would I do that? There's no humor in that. That's a great thing. The thing that's funny, you know, is when something terrible goes wrong. So growing up in Cleveland, you know, that's something that you're exposed to every year as a child. So how most comedians come from dysfunctional families. Like if you have that in your life, it's just something at a certain point that you have to laugh about. So that's my perspective. And that's where I come from. You're not going to hear too many rah-rah songs from me because frankly, I don't find that interesting. But if you want sad, if you want bleak, if you want sarcastic and nasty, well, then you've come to the right place. So before we play this next segment here, counting down number 20 through 16, I thought we would share a clip here from one of the new sponsors of the TK Jingles podcast, something that we're very proud to have. It keeps this whole enterprise going. So please take a moment to listen to this great promo.
Hey, fellas, are you sick of getting your hair cut in a salon surrounded by women and stuff? Well, I'd like to introduce you to Horse Clips. If you've ever wanted to have your hair cut in a barn, surrounded by hay and manure, in a friendly horse-based environment, this is the place for you. That's right. Horse Clips was created by men for men and is the only farm-based haircutting service in America. If you'd like to inquire about opening a Horse Clips franchise of your own, you have some serious personal finance issues, buddy. Horse clips! Get your hair cut today in a barn.
Always a pleasure to have new sponsors on the podcast. Now, I probably won't be going to Horse Clips as I already have a stylist, but I wouldn't be surprised if they gave Sports Clips a real run for their money there. All right, now let's count down the next five songs. We have Let It Be from Brad Weiss, an ode to Tony constantly bitching about the same things all the time and over again. And then KJ Onstad with the lovely Why Do You Have to Wreck My Songs, about how these songs take on a life of their own once you hear it as a parody, and oftentimes you only hear it as the parody going forward. As Gary Braun mentioned, Rolling in the Deep is now forever balding Jordan Spieth to him. Then John Quinn did a lovely take on the quick turnaround songs that became a big phenomenon this year, spearheaded by the aforementioned Steve Lipton. This is Total Eclipse of the Heart, performed by the woman related to me by marriage in the premier role there. And then Jason Fuse, the professional musician himself, adding probably the most childish and ridiculous song ever posted to the website, however, also one of the funniest and still most clever lyrics and great and just wonderful, the lovely Uranus. And then Rob Berg almost didn't post this next one, about a man who met an untimely death jumping into the sea, the middle-aged man and the swordfish, a parody, appropriately, of The Killers.
When I hear him once more ask Beluga, will the orchid still pitch here? Can't he drop the subject? Let it be. And when he tells us how Dwight Howard is a guy who kills his team, nothing new to see here, let it be. Let it be, let it be. Is he kidding? Let it be. Please just change the topic, let it be. Again he asks if there is a commissioner who lives and breathes. Where have we heard this one? Let it be. Ask 12 times, expect a new reply. That's the definition of insanity. You've already heard the answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh dear God, please let it be. You've just heard the answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh sweet Jesus, let it be. Information for life, let it be.
He yaks, you sing about anything he says, never asking why. I hear all day about podcast delays. Where is my American pie? Don't you ever say I'm the one insane. I don't sing about food. Now I'm humming lines about some bald orange guy in place of my favorite Etude. Why do you have to wreck my songs? I can't even recall them now. What happened to my Elton John? All I ever hear is fake Fugees. Who cares about his bocce ball? Are you ever gonna give this up? Don't need a song when his car has stalled. Or about some freaking flock of trees? Yeah, who flocks a tree? I never meant to start a war. I just wanna hear my songs again. And instead of what size Junior wore, I just wanna hear Katie again. I never meant to start a war. I just wanna hear my songs again. not a misquoted Paul Simon. Don't you ever say I'm the one insane. I think maybe that's you.
Turn around.
Every single day I listen to Mr. Tony and I dig his old guy sound.
Turn around.
He tells a funny story and the little star working on the lyrics for a mailbag jingle.
Watching ball.
Last year he lost a red one, but thank God the refugee Safeway had a small raking device. A jingle bat, an auction for a round of golf with you and your f***ing kid that Tony will hate. Every single day they write a song. He's still orange and bald. Nothing I can do. The littles love Tony a lot. Once upon a time, I think that I had a life. Now I'm writing jingles, oh God. Nothing I can say. My life now stinks like a lot.
Entertainment that it brings us. If NASA thought their Mars mission caused commotion, then they should try probing Uranus. Uranus is like Neptune, but it's orbited by identical half moons. And though General Motors shut down Saturn, they'll never close the cavern of Uranus. Once thought a giant of gas, people often will laugh, but Wilmot still says he will pass. Uranus can be potent, often due to all its surface explosions. Magnetic fields generated by orbital motion, the venerated ambrosia of Uranus.
My boat heading out in the sea. Gotta sit tight to catch a trophy fish. And we're casting our lines. There's a decent sized fish, and I do see his fin. Yes, I'm sure that's a fin. Now I'm making my move. Show these people how it's done. So I grab a spear gun, decide to jump from the boat, and I puncture his flank. Now he's coming back round. I think I made a mistake. What's this thing in my chest? Oh no, this is really bad. All road games are dangerous.
Green Mark, protect this house.
This swordfish is literally killing me. I've been fish kebabbed. Silently, the fish
fish says, you want a piece of me? I always knew I'd die at sea, because I do things like this. Hemingway would have loved this twist. The middle-aged man and the bill of death, for whom the bell tolls, it's tolling forlorn. Lesson learned, swordfish are not toys.
That middle-aged man and the swordfish was the first of five Robert Berg songs that you hear in the Top 25 Countdown. Rob is one of the most prolific and also the funniest folks at tkjingles.com this year, the incomparable Robert Berg. Hard to believe that he was not part of this whole thing when we did the countdown last year. So, Rob, welcome, and thank you for adding so much. Uh-oh, that sound means it's time for a holiday schwitz break.
I need a schwitz, and I'm hungry too. And I long for something meaty. I'd like to indulge in both at once, even if you find it creepy. Schwitz, schwitz, where I enjoy my steak with rabbis, priests, and truck drivers. Schwitz, schwitz, are you circumcised? Well, your waiter can probably tell you.
So I understand that the TK Jingles thing is a bit self-indulgent. I think that what would have been awesome is if the Top 25 Countdown was just me doing schwitz songs that I had done. But, you know, I imagine that other than maybe Steve Lipton, most folks would have turned it off after the first song. So wouldn't have been worth the effort. But anyway, I hope you enjoyed that special holiday schwitz song. Now let's count down songs 15 through 11, getting up to the top 10. We're almost halfway through. Luke Overbay with Metro's Purple Line, a wonderful song, Gangster's Paradise, about the Purple Line that's going to smash Sir Tony's Country Club. And then, as I mentioned earlier, Balding Jordan Spieth, one of the most popular songs at tkjingles.com this year, by Robert Berg. Elliot Olshansky, I believe his first entry was the absolutely brilliant parody of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that I was fortunate enough to be able to perform and then add some ridiculous sandwich toppings to at the end and some little improvisations. And then we'll have Someone Dump Their Trash in Mine, the wonderful song by Joe Arrow about Tony finding a bunch of garbage in his backyard that didn't belong to him. And then I think this is one of the few that didn't air on the show that's in this top 25 countdown, the Computer Debacle song by Rob, KJ, and Jason. And this is about how Nigel's computer crashed and he was unable to play jingles for a day or two, which makes no sense because there is a website called tkjingles.com where he could have downloaded a jingle at any given time. But for whatever reason, the computer crashed, the hard drive crashed, and so they were jingle-less for a short time. And this is put together wonderfully by those three. So enjoy numbers 15 through 11, and then when we come back, we will have the top 10 countdown.
As I walk through the fairway of Columbia's best, I scan the 15th hole and realize there'll be nothing left. And now I've been playing this course for so long, but no one else seems to think that the purple line's wrong. I'm a really rich dude with golf on my mind. Got an iron in my hand and a really bad lie. They say millions will commute, but that's not what I doubt. See, why can't they understand that it's all about me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they're dumb. But why can't they all take the bus, fools?
We've been spending most our lives without the Metro's purple line. All the ocelots will cry if you wear the Metro's purple line. We can live the rest of our lives without the Metro's purple line. At least wait until Tony dies before you wear the Metro's purple line. Tell me, why are we so blind to see that the one we heard
tell me why are we so blind to see that he's the one we need to please?
There's a golfer, 21 years old. Looks like he's 40 with his failing follicles. Doing battle with the vertiginous Jason Day, who has a beautiful head of hair, his hat is tailor-made. Dustin Johnson's hairline also heading north. Brandon Grace as well, what a sad laconic sport. Makes men hate themselves cause they can't get it on the green. And 70% of us have the androgen receptor gene.
Pretty soon he won't.
Hitting his golf shots on all the golf holes. Using his golf clubs, he strikes through his golf balls. At the golf tournament, talking to Steve Sands. Signing scorecards with his golf hands. He's won the first two majors. Balding Jordan Spieth. May soon have propitious sponsorships on his golf bag and his golf sleeves. He's ranked first in the world, and hair plugs work for Wayne Rooney. Besides, have you seen Rory's hair? It's like a briar thicket's unholy offspring.
Tony went to Arizona for the game. He missed his bagel city breakfast every day. The missing food would ruin his mood. The oatmeal squares were poor.
Yeah. Lunch was also troublesome for him to get, but ESPN brought an answer to the set. A sandwich that he hadn't had since 1994.
A local color, gold and green, endorsed on air by RG3.
Tony thought he'd eat a Subway sandwich.
Yes, he loved to eat a Subway sandwich, packed with vegetables to crunch. A sub would make an awesome lunch.
Looking forward to a Subway sandwich. Yes, he'd love to eat a Subway sandwich. It had bread and turkey and pickles and peppers, no cheese. They brought a trailer for the crew to get the grub, and Tony celebrated at what was to come. But soon he'd find, losing his mind, all the sandwiches were gone.
There was a Subway in the mall at Fashion Square, but Tony didn't want to set a foot in there. A food court trip could make him flip. The whole thing just seemed wrong.
Kalila offered to go and fetch, but Tony said he'd rather kvetch.
So he didn't get a Subway sandwich.
No, he didn't get a Subway sandwich. Two bags of sun chips were all he had. It left him feeling really mad.
For he didn't get a Subway sandwich. No, he didn't get a Subway sandwich.
It would have had cucumbers and the peppers and some lettuce and tomatoes, onions and some spinach and a little mashed potato.
I'm just hungry, I don't care if I lose a lot of weight like Jared.
What the heck's that sticky sauce? No thanks, you can't eat all that.
Oh, and you can hold honey mustard. Yes, you can hold honey mustard.
Hey, where'd everybody go? Still trying to place my order here, guys.
When I think about my homeowner's rights, get up tight and go outside to that little place out back. Connected to an alley where my garbage is stacked, the green and blue containers filled with stuff I neatly packed. And it's just one more thing and I can't take it anymore. Have my neighbors gone crazy lately? These punks out there leaving bags at my back door. Someone dumped their trash in mine. Can't you see? Someone owns a great big dog. He might bite me. The lids were open, cans were stuffed. Umbrella sticking up, this garbage don't belong to me. I'm going door to door on a Sunday morning, cause I'm sore. I'm checking cans, I'm checking all their cans.
Nigel, it's really you that we love. You didn't cause this computer flub.
He's so handsome. Who could stay mad at that face? Though his jokes are in poor taste.
Some other guys.
Some other guys.
It's all their fault for sure.
Just know we don't.
Cause we love.
The perfect ending to a wonderful jingle there, and a wonderful cop-out that I can now use anytime that I do a jingle like the one about Saliza that's a little bit mean. I say, oh no, I'm just kidding because I love you. So, something to remember. All right, now we're getting into the top 10 here. But before we do, I wanted to play another promo by another sponsor that's been really kind to us this past year. And, you know, don't count these guys out. They really do a good job with their business. They're located at Tyson's Mall. Let's listen to this.
Hey, friends. It's your old friend Jack here from the Illegal Seafood Restaurant. My friends often ask me, Jack, aren't you afraid of the police? I mean, you're serving baby seal. And I often say, no, frankly, I'm more afraid of the Coast Guard. Now, this holiday season, I wanted to remind you that we have specials at the Illegal Seafood Restaurant, and we're running a promotion on gift cards. If you purchase a $50 gift card, we will hand-pick a dolphin just for you from SeaWorld. They're closing the entertainment division and selling all the animals. We will give you a named animal that you can apply your $50 gift card toward when you come in to dine. So please, this season, when you're thinking of your environmentally conscious friends who detest the way that these animals are being treated at SeaWorld, please think of the Illegal Seafood Restaurant. I hope to see you very soon.
Illegal Seafood.
Illegal. Now, before that promo, I mentioned that the Illegal Seafood Restaurant is located at Tyson's Mall. What I meant to say is they're located near a dumpster behind Tyson's Mall. A small bit of clarification. Your GPS may screw you up if you try to get directions. So just ask somebody if you see somebody in the parking lot who appears to be munching on some old fish bones. I'm sorry. So, you know, I've done these songs now for 3 years, and it really makes me happy that after all this time, there's still some humor to be found in this. It really is like very mathematical or scientific when I'm writing these things. Like, it's not that funny usually at the time because I'm like, oh, well, I need to have a punch here. I need to have a joke there. I need to do this, that. So to do this podcast and to be able to mix it up and do different things that are not just songs about mail and faxes or whatever else is a lot of fun for me. So I hope you're enjoying it as well. Send me your feedback, podcast@tkjingles.com. Now let's get to the top 10. So Jay Crockett, speaking of wrecking songs, changed the way that I will hear the song Maria Forever by putting the idea on the ideas page for Shaputzva. And this is one that I jumped on within like 10 seconds. I mean, as soon as I saw that idea, I said, oh my God, I need to do that. That is awesome, because the whole Shaputzva thing was just so damn funny. And it was just begging for a song to be done about it. And then we have the first of two entries by Dylan here in the top 10. Better by Beck, about John Beck, how he's always getting better. And this is just so well done. And then Rob Berg with The Night Larry King Almost Died on Air, a slightly exaggerated version of Larry King's appearance where he almost coughed his lungs out on Tony's show. And then Dylan again with a song about Andy Poley, $200. And then one of the all-timers here, I get chills when I hear the opening of this song, Intergalactic Howard Fineman by Jason Fuse. This is just so damn funny. And as Howard Fineman says, the next time he throws out a first pitch to the baseball game, this must be his walk-up music.
A word I can use to gain nachos from Jews.
Shaputzva,
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 Shaputzva. With a wonderful stick like this, I could never lose.
Shaputzva,
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 Shaputzva, Shaputzva,
Shaputzva. A great Yiddish word called Shaputzva. And when the word is said, a wave of Jewish cred for me. Shaputzva, I'll top off my speech with Shaputzva. Then I'll be such a maker, address the goyim later, you'll see. Shaputzva, say it loud, many votes it'll win ya. Say it soft like a Jew from Virginia. Shaputzva, I'll never stop saying Shaputzva. I'll admit chutzpah may have been a more Geharic word. Shaputzva.
In the time before RG3, I was your QB. Shanahan's traded with Baltimore for me. Before I played it down, they gave me an extension, then set me on the bench until 2011. Coach said he'd stake his reputation on me. Then I played Buffalo and lost by 23. Bombed against the Niners as the season sank. Only threw one more touchdown pass to Brandon Banks. Got the job from Sexy Rexy and gave it back. Had you longing for the days of the maroon and black. And even though I was never actually good, I kept getting better.
Still available. Getting better, baby. So why don't you sign me? Still available. Getting better, baby. So why don't you sign me?
Couldn't help but notice in the recent draft, Skins didn't pick a single quarterback. Kept the same three guys who went 4-12. And while I've never won a start in the NFL, I'm getting better than Cousins and RG3. I've gotten better every year that I've been out of the league. I'm living proof that you can keep getting better without being good.
Still available. Getting better, baby.
so why don't you sign me?
Literally never want to start.
Still available. I'm getting better, baby. So why don't you sign me?
Robert Berg is the name, and I download in Pittsburgh, PA. It's been about 16 years that I've been listening to TK. My favorite bits include the Heads Draft, the Snackdown, and the B. Arthur Crack. But January 19th of this year is a show that I hold oh so dear. The time Larry King almost died on air, he was really coughing. It sounded like a giant ball of air was strangling his uvula. He went
a hulu.
Larry caught his breath and kept babbling on. His talking compulsion's insane. But in just a few minutes' time, we were back with the hacking refrain. Then he started raving about his son Chance. She and Aunt Saliza looked askance. Is this guy loopy on Sudafed? Why'd you name a kid Chance was the question that went unsaid. The time Larry King almost died on air, it was pretty repulsive. The bronchial tubes were in disrepair, but he just wouldn't stop talking. He went
Chance.
When he wakes up, well, you know he's gonna wear a Redskins polo shirt that he got for free. And when he goes out, well, you know he's gonna wear a Maryland jacket that he also got for free. And when he's working, well, you know he's gonna ask if there are sponsor shirts he can have for free. And when he goes home, well, you know he's gonna wear pajamas that he bought in 2003. And he will spend $200, and he won't spend one penny more, just to be the man who spent $200 on clothing for a year. Andy Foley, Andy Foley, Andy Foley, Andy Foley, Andy Foley, Foley, we salute you. Spending less on all your clothing, than Will Bond spends on a single shoe.
Intergalactic Time Travel. He's the transglobal emperor of the Huffington Post. Ariane is boss, but he's political pope. On anything governmental, he's so dope. If you really wanna see, you need a telescope. And when I say telescope, I mean Hubble. Presidents he's interviewed more than a couple. Like a policy vice, he'll burst your bubble. You step to him and you'll be in trouble. Oh, big time shows he's been a panelist, honored by Society of Professional Journalists. But much more important than all of this, he's the father of celebrity internet. His progeny knows civics better than you, son. He even knows who's gonna win the next election. Ask him for knowledge, drop a metric ton. He's intergalactic Howard Feynman.
Intergalactic Howard Feynman.
All right, counting down 10 through 6 in the top 25 countdown. Now it's time to get to the 5 top songs of 2015. But before we do that, I want to play one more promo spot here. Thank you for listening to these. Like I said, it really does help keep this podcast going. This is from, by far, our most generous sponsor of the past year. They've been with us for a while now, and you know, I'm surprised they're still in business, but frankly, they pay really well, and they advertise everywhere. So I'll take that money to keep this thing going. So let's hear it from our friends at TanDuel.
Hey friends, it's your old friend Liam here, reminding you about our good friends at TanDuel.com. Are you longing for that beautiful orange glow you get every summer after hitting the tanning booth? Well, just visit a local pop-up TanDuel, conveniently located in the parking lot of the sketchiest grocery store in your town. The BBC recently reported that there's no such thing as a healthy tan, and that's true! But don't worry, TanDuel is still legal in 3 states! Oh, hold on, I'm being handed something here. 2 states! But no worries, it's still legal in the district. And now there's nothing funny about cancer, but that's okay, because there's a 10% chance you won't get cancer in your first month of using our service. That's month with an M. So remember, for all your dangerous tanning needs, go to TanDuel.com. That's TANFDUEL.com. Remember, the F is silent. TanDuel. Still legal, some places.
You know, I've been criticized from taking money from TanDuel, but honestly, it's still legal some places. So, you know, suck it. All right, so here are the top 5 songs of 2015, as selected by you, sort of. We have Macho Man / Bocce Balls by John Fitzpatrick, a song that's been played multiple times, referenced frequently on the show. And then In the Club, which was so cool. This came out of Tony being on the podcast. I sent a list of Tony-isms or little quotes, little moments from our interview about a week ahead of time to Rob Berg and some of the frequent jinglers saying, hey, Tony's going to be on the show next week. Here are some of the things that he said. If you would like to write a jingle about it, I'd love to segue between some of the interview clips and play some of these jingles. And Rob Berg, one of the things that he picked up on was Tony mentioning that his show was like a breakfast club or like a club. And that led to In the Club by Rob Berg. And then for TK Jingles Live, one of the things that I thought would be really cool would be to have like 10% of the content be brand new songs. And it was a pretty ill-advised idea. I was thinking of it like as if I was doing a concert. You'd want to come and hear something new. But when we did this song, it was a total dud. I don't think anybody really laughed at this or understood what was happening at all because, you know, it was a karaoke show and people wanted to hear Intergalactic Howard Feynman. What the hell are we doing this? This song for it. This is Will Bond's World, performed by myself and Michelle. And this took me about 2.5 months to write. I kept coming back to it. I finished it about a week or two before TK Jingles Live. And I only finished it because I needed to have that performance track done and those lyrics done so that we could show up and not look like assholes. So this is done for that. I finally recorded it for real back this past October or so. And it was so gratifying that all that work going into it, I think Tony hyped it on the show like 4 or 5 times and people actually seemed to enjoy it. So, you know, sometimes doing something like a live show or a podcast is a forcing function to get something interesting done. So in this case, that's the only reason this song exists. I'm really glad that it does and that people seem to like it. And then now number 2 on the list is a song about what turned out to be a fake news story, but was still a ridiculous and hilarious news story. And this is just a wonderful performance, lyric, everything, all the above, by Hampton. This is Big Rock Cocaine Planet. And then the number 1 jingle of 2015, played on the show God knows how many times. And I guess it's The Revenge of the Emailers, because this one was written by Neil and Rockville, performed by Joe Arrow. Trots, Trots, Trots. About the faux enthusiasm for Barry Trotz. And you might say that at this point, Barry Trotz has had the last laugh, as the Capitals have the best record in the NHL. However, if you go back to like song 21 in this countdown, Choking Dogs, it's not May yet. It's not June yet. Let's just wait and see. Let's wait and see. So Trotz, Trotz, Trotz coming in at number 1 in 2015. Thank you so much for listening to this broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. And laughed at these songs, smiled at these songs, shaking your head in disgust at some of the promos or the whatever else has been on here. And next week, as I mentioned earlier, please tune in. We're going to do a musical recap of 2015. I'm really excited about that one. It's going to take way more work than is worth it, but it's going to turn out to be pretty cool, I think, in the end. So please check that one out. And now, the top five songs of 2015.
Bocce,
bocce,
wanna come play,
wanna come
bocce,
play bocce, baby.
Such a thrill,
such a
bocce,
thrill, play bocce, yeah, yeah.
In the backyard,
bocce, baby.
Wait, just what
wait,
is
just
bocce,
what is bocce?
Bocce. Listen, Kate,
listen, Kate,
bocce,
play bocce, baby.
Where's the red ball
bocce? Bocce?
In the brush,
in
yeah,
the brush,
bocce,
now bocce, well.
Grab that ring thing, bocce.
Listen here, everybody loves to toss those bocce balls around to aim the big wood balls at the others on the ground.
Liz just hurled the red one, where'd it go? Let's be sure to blame her, it wasn't me, you know.
Glad to hear the bunnies flourish in the flora. Not like Tori's backyard, world of bunny horror.
Hey, Liz, where's the red one? Bocce, bocce ball.
Yeah.
Check in the shrub for the red one, y'all. Bocce, bocce ball.
Yeah.
What is the deal with bocce?
Ow.
Bocce, bocce balls.
Yeah.
So glad we found the red one, y'all. Bocce, bocce balls. Where'd Tony put the others?
Go, 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 Tony. Name the rascals like it's 1970. You can name the rascals. Their names never change, so you can name the rascals. I'm not sure what it proves to us that you can name the rascals. The fact I know you know this puts me in the club. You crush your enemies and you're getting free grub. You're at a right angle when you're laying in the tub. I'm tracking the minutiae your life comprised of. Getting ready for a flight, taking anxiolytic drugs. Listen to relaxation tracks through your earbuds. Shoes 36 pants are getting kind of snug. Wishes with lots of holes is tastier than none. I download the podcast, it's 12:15, from a digital clubhouse on 980. There's a litany of passwords and secret handshakes. It's epic and classic, a veritable earthquake. Left, left, right, 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 left. Driving on Connecticut, a tricycle up ahead. Going 15 miles an hour during the morning commute. Pull around and give him the Mr. Tony salute. How much can he bench press? It's hard to say when he's doing bicep curls with 8-pound weight. His son Michael is a golfer, handicap is a 2, and he can tell you why your saurians are rational dude. He buys a shirt at Lord and Taylor, then he's taking it back. We sending crack pepper triscuits, you can rack that snack. He goes back to Lord and Taylor and he shuffles around with a coupon in his fist, consternation on the
his
fact that I know that this puts me in the club.
You're losing red bocce balls underneath the shrubs. Your nightly nemesis is rooting for the Cubs. The purple line is bisecting your country club. You're scaring Anna Kendrick and you're feeling kinda snub. Gilbert dropped a deuce and bought your shoes, need scrub. Descending Barry Manilow on stage in a hub, burning Narasetti to the ground, a labor of love.
I can show you a house. In fact, I'll show you a dozen, each one more grand than the others. And I have one that's just for shoes. NBA at halftime. See my name on the marquee. It's right there under Sir Barkley. He's a real good friend of mine. It's Will Bond's world. A new northwestern point of view. And we get loads of snow in Chicago. So DC, quit complaining.
It's Will Bond's world. If you want suits, he's got a few. Even though they're really nice, he'd never wear one twice. That's the kind of thing that only littles do.
That's the kind of thing that littles do.
Unbelievable ties, indescribable pocket squares. Move to Scottsdale, you'll love it there. You can go golfing all the time. It's Will Bond's world.
No, I'm never surprised.
Is that Michael Jordan?
Yeah. Yes, we share the same broker.
Sometimes you fly first class. How do you deal with that? Chartered flights are way on
its Will Bond's
world. No, he's still not surprised.
And I'm super
every
modest
gets
too.
Better.
Like Tony, I have no hair, but I'm debonair. Let me share some fashion tips with you. It's Will Bond's world.
Will Bond's world.
That's where I'll be.
That's where you'll be.
A wondrous place.
You can see from space.
That's all I need.
As the sun went down behind the 7-Eleven, through the trash came a crackhead walking and selling gold tickets to heaven. For 99 bucks you get eternal life, and that's a bargain, damn it. And with your dough I get to go to the Big Rock Cocaine Planet, to the Big Rock Cocaine Planet, on a saucer built for three. God told me of his master plan behind the KFC, but the popo picked him up real quick. Seems the gold wasn't legit. With pipes and blow and big cash, you know, and a baby alligator and a wife in tow, there'll be no Cocaine Planet.
Team on fire, new coach we hire, Barry Trotz, Trotz, Trotz. Check out these standings, he's in demand, they call him Trotz, Trotz, Trotz. Do we win on a night like this? At least a tie, we must persist. We now got a coach, the greatest in the land. So we go win, 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 win. Yeah, we win, 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 win. Barry Trotz, Trotz, Trotz. We got Trotz, Trotz, Trotz. Oh, no. Stanley Cup.
This is for everybody who listens to Mr. Tony every weekday. This is for all the littles who hang on every single word that Tony might say. Well, I'm in no position to judge 'em. Heaven knows they're just like me. And though I may not have the kind of time to listen to every show or always listen live, and I sure don't hear every episode, and I can listen close every day taking lots of notes, but I got friends that do. Yeah, I got friends that do. Some of them even write haiku. I got so many friends to do.
The connective tissue in the show now to me is these jingles. And the thought that all of these people came all this distance to watch their fellows perform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were great. I mean, the Grelly and Fuse and Arrow, they were all great. They were great.
Simply astonishing.
It was